We are the American Patriot Community. We are the spiritual descendants of the people who founded America and the people who fought and died to preserve it. We are people of all races, all ethnicities, all social and economic backgrounds, and we are united by our faith in God. Ronald Reagan explained the challenge that lies before us. He said, "Freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. We didn't pass it to our children in the bloodstream. It must be fought for, protected, and handed on for them to do the same. Or one day we will spend our sunset years telling our children and our children's children what it was once like in the United States where men were free. You and I have a rendezvous with destiny. We will preserve for our children this, the last best hope of man on earth. Or we will sentence them to take the first step into 1,000 years of darkness. If we fail, at least let our children and our children's children say of us, we justified our brief moment here. We did all that could be done." The struggle now going on for the world will never be decided by bombs or rockets, by armies or military might. The real crisis we face today is a spiritual one. At the root, it is a test of moral will and faith. Above all, we must realize that no arsenal or no weapon in the arsenal of the world is so formidable as the will and moral courage of free men and women. It is a weapon our adversaries in today's world do not have. We must push back against our domestic enemies, the American Marxists, and defeat them all at the ballot box. They are the greatest threat to our liberty and freedom. We must be the army that Thomas Jefferson referred to in his writings. He said, "The functionaries of every government have propensities to command at will the liberty and property of their constituents. There is no safe deposit for these but with the people themselves, nor can they be safe with them without information. Where the press is free and every man able to read, all is safe." A sense of this necessity and a submission to it is to me a new and consolatory proof that wherever the people are well informed, they can be trusted with their own government. That whenever things get so far wrong as to attract their notice, they may be relied on to set them to rights. The good sense of the people will always be found the best army. They may be led astray for a moment, but will soon correct themselves. We are American patriots like George Washington, John Adams, Benjamin Franklin, and Thomas Jefferson. They weren't perfect, and neither are we, but God loves us anyway, and He will fight for us just as He did for them. That is the hope we have.